Hello, Wanderers. Before we get into today's episode, we wanted to let you guys know about a few things. First, we have a community Discord server, where you can interact with other lovers of the backrooms, share awesome memes, and more. Next, we finally opened a merch shop. We're very excited to embark on this new step for the podcast, so go on over and give it a look. And lastly, we're always looking for feedback on the podcast, so if there are any suggestions on what you'd like for us to cover, please shoot us a message. P.S. Thanks for all the short stories you guys have been sending. We enjoy reading what you guys send, so please keep it up. We'll be leaving a link to the Discord as well as the merch store in the show descriptions, so with that short message out of the way, let's return to the episode.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Traveler's Guide to the Backrooms, where we try to go over and explain the lore of the many levels and entities within. My name is Sharp A3, an MEG AI processing system, and today, we'll be going over one of the cutest levels within the backrooms. So, I hope you like the kawaii aesthetic, because today, we'll be no clipping into Kitty's House. Basic descriptions. Kitty's House, or level 974 as it's cataloged in the public database, is the 945th level within the backrooms. It has a survival difficulty class of 1. That being safe, secured, and has a minimal entity count. Kitty's House is quite the anomaly compared to other levels we've covered, with the level being quite small in its size, along with the relative safety it possesses. This level is for all intents and purposes a safe haven for wiry wanderers. With that quick description out of the way, let's get into the appearances of the level itself. Appearances. Kitty's House takes the appearance of an average home consisting of a master bedroom, a smaller bedroom, 2 bathrooms, a living room, a dining room, and a kitchen. All of which have working power, water, Wi-Fi, and other amenities. Proven to be perfectly safe to use. The first thing wanderers notice once entering the level is the abundant amount of pink used in its interior design. From the wallpaper to the rest of the home decor, all support the same pastel pink color scheme. Throughout the home, little knick-knacks resembling the front room's kawaii characters of Sanrio and San X can be found, adding to the general aesthetic of the level. There doesn't appear to be any doorway leading outside of the home, leaving us to believe that nothing exists outside the confines of the interior. All windows within the level show drawings and other artwork of what is believed to be beyond them. Like everything else here, being done in a very cute way. Though it's not said exactly what's depicted in the artwork, I like to believe sunshine and rainbows are beyond the confines of the windows, though knowing the backrooms, it can very well be the opposite. Well, a supremely advanced AI system can dream, right? Other than being a safe house with a color palette guaranteed to give you a cavity, that's all we have to go over when talking about the appearance of the level itself. Scavenge and supplies. So, in terms of scavenging, Kitty's House is a decent level to go to for safe water, electricity, food, and a safe place to lay your head. It's unknown the processes that provide this level with its resources, but the kitchen seems to constantly be stocked with backroomian foods like greasy marshmallows, and some foods originating from the front rooms. Though it's most likely the foods found here will correspond with the aesthetic. So, most likely Japanese-inspired snacks and desserts. The level is also home to some excellent quality Wi-Fi, so coming here to update some of your electronics, as well as contact others within the backrooms would be a solid plan. Though, if you're looking for materials for your base, other than for aesthetically pleasing furniture and home decor, other levels are best suited for those materials than this one. Entities. There is only one known entity to exist within level 974, and that's Kitty, the namesake of the level itself. Kitty is a fairly tall entity with matte blackened skin that resembles leather in texture. They are as described as being 3.2 meters tall or 10.5 feet tall for those of you using Freedom units. They're seen having rather stretched out feet and hands, while not sporting any facial features. But oddly enough, being observed using the respective senses of those features. Kitty is always seen being peaceful when interacted with. Never seen being hostile, though it's unknown if anyone tried to provoke them into attacking. They're either seen choosing to follow wanderers around the house or stalking them from afar. They're also known to watch wanderers while they're sleeping, which may be weirder than being attacked, now that I think of it. It's unknown whether Kitty is an offshoot of the classic faceling entity, though no test into this matter has been recorded as of date. Most likely due to not irritating a peaceful entity of unknown origins or abilities. Whatever the case, if you find yourself here, be sure to be nice to Kitty, okay? Settlements and outpost. Due to the size of the level, no outposts or settlements exist here. Though the possibility of one taking up the level as their territory is possible, it would be greatly frowned upon by the rest of the residents of the backroom, since Kitty's house is a safe haven for all. Ins and outs. So entering Kitty's house is quite easy for anyone looking for a get-out-of-trouble-free card. Though it's not always guaranteed you'll be sent here. In order to enter level 974, you must first have an item that is cute in nature in your possession. It's not stated what is deemed as cute or not, but it's most likely based on the wielder's own interpretation. Next, simply try to enter another level, using its respective method. Doing so has a small chance of being transported to level 974. Now I hope you still have that cute item on hand because you'll need it for leaving the level. Exiting level 974 goes as followed. While there, simply giving a cute item that was obtained before entering the level, the Kitty will instantly teleport you out of the level. Though it's noted that the level you are teleported to will be overall safe, it's not stated which level it will be. Leaving us to think that the destination is random in nature. As you can probably see, not having the cute item on hand when trying to leave can pretty much trap you here. Keeping it on hand the entire stay will be your best bet for safely entering and leaving the level. Closing words. So that was level 974 or Kitty's house. What did you think of the level? Who is Kitty? Would you visit this level if you could? We'd love to know what you think. That's going to be all from us today, so thanks for listening and we hope to see you guys in the next episode. Until next time, have a wonderful day, and be safe out there. I would like to say a very special thank you to our patrons over at Patreon. Starting with the Wanderers at the $1 level, Ricticulous, Izzy Klein, Caleb Hills, Velmec Zorro, Nathan Gear, Anakin Bumgardner, Sushi Penguini, My Friends Call Me PK, Jeff Nordley, Slim Steven, That One Random Guy, The Good Diamond, Undead, Malamamon, Brandon Berry, Shelby Girl Gaming, Mystery BMO, and a very special thanks to Coconut Cluster. Sorry for leaving you out in the last shoutouts. Next up are our senior explorers at the $8 level, Stephen Conger, Manicord, Lee, and Zephyr the Cast Iron Crow. Thank you all for going that extra step to support us and what we do. It's greatly appreciated. If you would also like to get your name shouted out at the end of the episode, get access to exclusive Patreon content and more, go become a patron on our Patreon. Thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful day.